Hello, my name is Hearth Moon Rising, and this is an audio recording for the book Invoking Animal Magic, A Guide for the Pagan Priestess. In this meditation, we will explore the wisdom of the Bear Mother. O Great Bear Mother, we call you, strong beast of the forest, gentle with children and all weaker creatures, you guard the knowledge of sacred plants. You guard the knowledge of the mothers. Come to us, divine protector. Guide us along our path. Guide us to wisdom on our inner journey. In the country, there is a forest. In the forest, there is a glade. In the glade, the great bear mother lumbers in the afternoon sun. She pauses behind a boulder and raises her massive shoulders, sniffing the gentle breeze. A light wind carries the scent of grass, berries, pine sap, and the spray of a distant waterfall. We are going on a journey to a good and magical place. Take a breath, drop your shoulders, and wriggle your body in a comfortable position. Now let your shoulders loosen, your bones release to gravity, your tissues soften, your body expand. With each moment, a sense of peace becomes more profound. Relaxing deeper and deeper, allow yourself to let go. A feeling of expansion loosens your toes and flows into the bridge of your foot. Warm, soothing energy circulates in your ankle. Your feet can rest now, loose, limp, and at ease. This soothing feeling moves into your calves as your muscles absorb the warm, expansive calm. Your knees release and energy flows into your thighs. The loose, limp muscles and bones of your legs sink into the floor. With each moment, your sense of peace becomes more profound. Soothing energy moves into your genital area. Your uterus and ovaries relax. For now, you can allow ease and calm. Let your buttocks loosen, expand, drop into the floor. All of your muscles receive soothing energy at this time. Allow yourself to let go. Your attention now moves to the base of your spine. Feel the calm, soothing warmth and allow it to grow. Allow the energy to ripple up your spine, loosening each vertebrae, loosening each space, the space between the vertebrae. Your back releases in every fiber. This is freedom. As expansive energy moves into your belly loosens, your belly softens. Allow your belly to accept your breath. Your solar plexus loosens and expands. Your chest loosens as you breathe. Your breath follows a rhythm that's right for you. Your body knows how to breathe. Let your breathing breathe itself. Gently turn your attention to your shoulders. Your shoulders drop, unwind, let go. Your neck loosens millimeter by millimeter. The base of your skull relaxes. Your jaw drops and your tongue rests on the floor of your mouth. Your nostrils relax. Your brow is placid and the hairs in your scalp revel in the space of calm. Now in your mind's eye, notice a country road. Just an ordinary road. The ground is firm and packed under your feet as you pass through potato fields, bean fields, fields of spring wheat. In grassy fields, the first mowing has begun, and giant rolls of hay dot the landscape. The road begins to curve and gently roll as you enter an apple orchard, heady with the perfume of dropping fruit. Beyond the orchard, the terrain becomes wilder. The road is single lane now, with a strip of vegetation running down the center. The fields are overgrown and tangled with errant flowers. The brush thickens, scattered with small trees. As you continue walking, the trees move closer together and expand upward until they form a protective veil. The path is covered with leafy duff, springing beneath your feet. Up ahead, you see a bridge. Some kind of bridge, it could be any kind at all. A large bridge, or a small footbridge, or something in between. Take a moment to observe the length, the materials, the type of bridge. You may see to the other side, or it may be obscure. As you move closer, a female guide appears near the center. She may be cloaked or visible, vague or readily discernible. As you approach her, you notice she is holding a robe. This robe belongs to you. It is the special garment you wear in this sacred forest. Put the robe on your body. Your guide now leads you through the sacred forest. Notice what you see, hear, smell, and touch. Recognize how it feels to be in this sacred place. As you continue onward, you come upon a clearing, an opening, a glade. Your guide waits expectantly as you move into this magical space. Now become aware of the bear mother who waits in the glade. You may see her lumbering toward you, or feel her presence close by, or possess a simple knowing of her presence. Respectfully acknowledge the bear mother. It is possible that the bear mother has a message for you. Pause to receive any wisdom she holds. You may be holding concerns in your own heart. Take a moment to tell the bear mother what is in your heart. The bear mother has something for you. It may be an object, a message, a vision, a symbol, or a shift in your emotions. Accept the gift. Offer the bear mother whatever token of thanks expresses itself in the moment. It is time to say goodbye. As you turn to leave, you become aware that your guide waits at the edge of the glade. She will accompany you along the path leading back to the bridge. When you reach the edge of the bridge, your guide accepts your robe to keep with her. offer your guide a token of your appreciation for her reassuring direction. As you reach the other side of the bridge, you take a long, deep breath and remember your body. Wriggle your toes, move your wrists, take in as much air as you desire. Rock your body from side to side. Stretch again and gently bring your awareness to the room. Softly come into the room. Move into a sitting position. Rub the palms of your hands together. Touch the floor. Touch your feet. Take another deep, conscious breath. You are back in your physical body. Look around and find your notebook and pen. I would like to help you record a brief outline of your experience through a few easy questions. Your answer may only be a word or two. You may not have an answer for every question. Do not be concerned about getting everything down right now, as you will remember your meditation when you review your notes. What was the message of the bear? What did the bear give you? Describe the bear. Record your impressions of the forest, the light, vegetation, tallness of the trees. Describe your guide. What color was the robe you were wearing? Did any animals appear besides the bear? Feeling right now. Divine Bear Mother, you are strong, generous, and wise. We are grateful for your presence and for your many gifts. We have come to the end of the audio portion of this animal guided meditation. There are follow-up portions in your book that you can review at a convenient time. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your meditation. Make sure you are present and grounded in your physical body. Be fully awake as you reintegrate with your day.